This presidential election focused on issues of the middle class. Neither presidential candidates campaign heavily for poverty reform. But L.A. City Councilman Richard Alarcon still thinks Obama can help.
I've never believed more than today, with the election of President-elect Obama, that we have the greatest opportunity in the history of America to eliminate poverty and certainly to reduce it in the next 4 years.
Alarcon thinks an update of the federal poverty guidelines is long overdue. The guidelines have not been updated since they were established in 1963. Right now, the poverty threshold for a family of four is about $22,000. That is not nearly enough, according to L.A. Regional Food Bank representative Darren Hoffman.
But it's tough when you can't even feed your family and you're making $45,000 to $50,000 a year here in Los Angeles County. For a family of four, that's barely getting by.
Families with incomes above the poverty threshold cannot receive some federal aid. Malcolm Louse works at the Salvation Army. He can't help many of the people that come in because the poverty threshold is so low.
We have to turn people away. And what is that saying to hardworking people in our country? You have to go away. You're not poor enough to be counted, meaning you're not eligible for the assistance that you really know that you deserve.
The poverty threshold is a national guideline, meaning all states have the same rules. Alarcon says that is one of the main problems.
The poverty guidelines in Des Moines, Iowa, notwithstanding the fact that their costs of housing, transportation, and child care is far less than in Los Angeles, is identical to the standards for poverty in Los Angeles. We need to correct this.
Later this month, Alarcon and other representatives will go on a lobbying trip to Washington, D.C. There, they will press Congress to support an update to federal poverty guidelines. Yusuf Al-Haddad, Annenberg Radio News.